Excitement is in the air as the city of Chestermere is preparing to put on a carnival event in the Lakeside City for the very first time this June. The upcoming event, in partnership with Wild Rose Shows, promises to be a memorable experience for residents and visitors to the area. The three-day celebration is set to take place from June 16 to 18 at John Peak Memorial Park, on the banks of Chestermere Lake. The shindig will feature a wide variety of activities for people of all ages. Visitors can expect to indulge in tasty treats, enjoy games, go on rides, and even watch a fireworks display every night. Debbie Krasinowski, Wild Rose Show's owner, said the carnival is being organized with the support of the city, and she can't wait to see all their planning come to fruition. There's no cost to get in, you just buy tickets for the rides and then use cash for the games and the concessions, she said. The Wild Rose Carnival is an Alberta-based, family-operated entertainment provider that brings decades of experience in the industry. Guests are expected to indulge in the many treats offered at the carnival's food stalls, which will feature cotton candy, snow cones, popcorn, mini donuts, and much more. For many residents of Chestermere, the carnival represents an opportunity to enjoy a fun-filled weekend with friends and family close to home. The city has been abuzz with excitement as word has spread about the upcoming event on social media. City of Chestermere events manager, Nancy Huno, anticipates a high turnout as the carnival takes place for the first time ever. We are very excited to bring this opportunity to the community. We feel it is a great opportunity to bring our community together and connect, she said. Event organizers are still finalizing details, and according to Huno, they are working in close collaboration with Wild Rose Shows to provide a great guest experience at the carnival. What we are planning to do is enhance the carnival with having some live entertainment, possibly a beer garden and food trucks, so we are trying to bring bit more opportunities for people to come down and enjoy the park, Huno said. Huno is hopeful of seeing high attendance numbers, although they will have to be measured as the event progresses. It's our first time, we are going to have to see how the community feels about it, she said. The buzz is that currently a lot of people are excited about the carnival. Fireworks are scheduled to occur at approximately 10:45 p.m. each night, according to Huno. In addition to providing a fun-filled weekend for residents and visitors, the carnival also represents an opportunity for job seekers, as Wild Rose Shows is currently hiring staff to work at the carnival. Interested individuals can visit the Wild Rose Shows website to apply for open positions. Residents are encouraged to mark their calendars as the carnival promises to be a memorable experience for all.